What does economic development look like in the midst of this slowdown?
That's an interesting question. I think we're still trying to sort of figure that out ourselves. And I just want to apologize if you hear a four-year-old in the background or my partner, because we're all working from home right now, and it's a situation we're all getting used to, I think. So we're all trying to figure out what economic development means in the office. And by the office, I mean remotely, because a lot of the projects that we're normally working on have either slowed to a crawl, or everybody else is just waiting to figure out what's going to happen next. So it's not so much about growing business as much as it's about helping businesses that are, you know, obviously have a lot of debt. They've got a lot of liabilities that they need to pay, and they've got employees that are all a crucial part of our community.
Are there programs in place to be supporting local businesses right now?
Yeah, there are. And that's part of the effort, is there's a lot of different programs out there being talked about. Everyone's aware of what the SBA is trying to do. That's the Small Business Association.
For those of us who aren't aware, can you give us a summary?
Sure. So right now, the initial response was to try to funnel money through the Small Business Association, and to get loans to people. And typically these loans can vary in terms of the interest rate and the time that you have to pay back. But right now they basically suspended the initial program to be more about what's called, IDLE. It's basically a disaster recovery loan. And it's something they have. It's a program they have that could be up to 30 years, amortized over 30 years at a really low interest rate. I think it's 3% or 2.75% for not-for-profits. Any small business can apply. And it basically goes towards working capital, which, if you think about it, is obviously the greatest need right now for a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, which we have.
That means employees?
It could be employees, it could be payroll, it could be liabilities, rent. It can go towards a lot of different things that you just pay for as a business in your daily operations. It's very rare that you've got a small business, retail or otherwise, that has months of liabilities saved up to be able to pay. That's just not the reality for a small business. A lot of times they have to take product, if they're selling retail, they have to take product on debt and pay that back. So they're always a little bit behind. So it creates another issue for small businesses. So at first, that was the first program that sort of came out, because that was the fastest thing to sort of do for the federal government.
People were thinking, this is something that we can do right away. We can provide low interest, long-term loans to small businesses.
Correct. And what we're seeing is there's a new program called CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S. It's right now, it's part of the $2 trillion House appropriation, or what's being passed right now in the Senate and the House in Washington. And what it's going to do, because part of the issue they're faced with the SBA loan we just talked about, the EIDL loan, is that everyone was going online to try to borrow. It's a pretty lengthy application and process. And during that process, the website's constantly crashing. The best way to handle it is to actually go and apply with paper and send it into a place in Fort Worth, Texas. And they're saying that that's going to be easier. Plus, there's not a lot of handholding. There's a couple of great places to go to, like the Small Business Development Center, SBDC. They have people that can provide technical assistance with getting that application together. It became really tough and cumbersome for someone who's a business owner, especially a small business owner who's trying to figure out how to keep themselves afloat, probably doing takeout if you're a restaurant or something along those lines, and at the same time going online to a website that's constantly crashing and giving you problems. There's just logistics issues that make it very difficult. So this new program, the CARES Act loan that's going to be out there, is actually through your bank. So you can go to your physical bank location if they're open, or you can talk to an actual banker that you would normally speak with. And the requirements are very different. There's no personal guarantee, unless this changes today, of course, because they haven't passed the entire act yet, the $2 trillion recovery act. But assuming that everything goes through as it's intended to, you're not going to have the same requirements. It's going to be easier. There's no personal guarantee. And there'll be debt forgiveness. So it's going to be calculated differently. It's going to be based on your liabilities and your payroll. I think it's 2.5 times your liabilities for the month. It's going to be faster. It's going to go to you quicker. And assuming that you qualify, I think most businesses will qualify as it's currently set up, it's going to be forgiven as well. So you're not going to have to necessarily pay it back. And anything you do pay back is going to have a really nice deferred period on it up front. So I think there's some credit that has to go out to the government here, because they've responded by understanding what small businesses need, and it's not necessarily debt they're going to have to pay off. especially if we're all in this situation a lot longer than people are prepared for.
So you said that most small businesses probably will qualify. Are there businesses that you know won't qualify?
Well, real estate developers are there. They're not going to qualify. Although if you're a landlord and you're impacted because some of your tenants, for instance, can't pay rent, that qualifies. There's a couple of small exemptions or exceptions, I should say, and I'm not sure exactly what they're going to be. The law hasn't been passed yet. We're anticipating it getting passed today.
If you're a landlord, but you're not incorporated as such, let's say you own a building that has a second unit and you rent out, you know, you live in one part and rent out the other, would you still qualify?
I'm not sure. This is all new. So you'll be able to give us a call very soon and say to us, look, this is the situation. We'll be able to help you through it.
When you say call us, who's us? Yeah.
A couple of different things we're doing at the city. One is on the website. There's two websites currently from the city. TroyNY.gov/coronavirus.
TroyNY.gov/coronavirus.
Correct. So that's going to be information that's up to date and accurate on health resources, recommendations from the New York State Department of Health, Center for Disease Control, and as well as the latest information from the city of Troy. So that's where you'll see an archive of all the announcements in terms of things like suspending, like the parking meters in downtown, closing down parks, things of that nature. You'll see all those releases there as well, so you can stay up to date on that information. And at the bottom of that page is a subscribe for updates. We definitely recommend everybody subscribes so that you get the fastest updates there. You'll get them as soon as they're put out. And the other website to keep in mind is the TroyNY.gov/smallbizhelp.
TroyNY.gov/smallbizhelp.
Correct. That's a website we're building right now. It's going to be updated really shortly. It's going to have different links and information on access to capital programs, like what we just spoke about, the SBA loan, as well as the CARES Act. Other links to, you know, there's a couple of different programs out there that might be suitable depending upon the type of business that it is. Also announcements from state, local, federal government in terms of things like paid sick leave, liability payments, like maybe tax deferments, things of that nature. Those two websites are a great resource, and there's going to be a separate call to action in terms of a listserv on the Small Biz Help page as well. So if you click on that, we'll be able to get you out information as new programs become available and there's new news. We'll also be reaching out individually to businesses throughout the city to try to get more contact information and to try to speak with them directly. So if you're a small business owner outside the downtown area, you might be getting a call very shortly from somebody in my office, trying to get in touch with you to just check in, see how things are, and see sort of what your situation is, and offer some help. And along that line, we understand that there's sort of a personal nature to this because we're a small community. And within the neighborhood, we want to make sure that you don't feel like you're just being sort of pushed off somewhere else, because I think that it's very easy when we're socially isolated like this to feel kind of alone. Mm. And so we've set up a telephone call, telephone number, I should say, 518-308-8548.
518-308-8548?
Correct. That'll be a number you can call anytime between the hours of 9:30 and 3:30. And someone will be there to answer the phone. We're asking if you're a business owner, you've got a question about garbage pickup, if you've got a question about needing capital, access to capital, you have a question about taxes or any sort of problem, we're trying to sort of create one central place where you can actually speak to a live person and get some answers. If we don't have answers right away, we'll get back to you with an answer that is the best we can do.
And this is specifically for Troy-based small businesses?
Correct. Although, look, we're not going to turn people away. If they've got a question, we're certainly going to try to help as best we can.
And what qualifies as a small business?
Large business is small business. It doesn't matter. If it's a business, it's in Troy, please give us a call. I mean, honestly, if you're a resident of Troy and you've got a question, it's not always easy to know exactly where to go. You know, don't hesitate to call us. Obviously, there's other sources and places you can reach out to. But at the same time, with City Hall being more or less closed, there are some people that are still working in City Hall, but a lot of us are working from home.
What's the number again?
It's 518-308-8548.